We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
But you know he doesn't start, he's not going to go 90. So, you know, after 60 minutes, I mean, you might get nothing or 6 points. So, you know, it's so his per 90 numbers are great, but you know, 60 per 90 is not pretty good.
So. Right. Yeah, the per 90 minutes, we should just make per 60 for Suso. And yeah. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined on this Tuesday, February 16th by Luis Pacheco to talk about Wednesday's two-game Champions League slate. Luis, I was looking at this slate before I saw the odds, and I built the lineup how I thought I should build a lineup, and
yeah.
I saw the odds, and it completely changed the way that I thought about this slate, and I haven't changed the lineup that I built yet, but
yeah.
I think we're going to end up seeing a lot of lineups on Wednesday that don't necessarily reflect the odds because people think they know better. Not that they know better, but I think that they're more comfortable building a specific type of build, which we'll get into, which doesn't really reflect what the odds are expecting. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. I mean, I'm gonna say sometimes. I mean, fantasy, the way that DK plays fantasy, I mean, odds make sense. He's a big favorite, but it's you know, like here, you know, besides Ronaldo or maybe Haaland, what else are you gonna get? Then you're gonna get goals. So you know, I feel that you know people go for floors, and you know, if you get lucky, you get lucky. But you know,
yeah. So.
We'll see what you have. I mean, what was surprised you? Were you surprised? I'm surprised that Juventus is a smaller favorite than I thought it was going to be.
You thought they're? You think they're bigger favorites than you were expecting?
I think they should have been bigger favorites.
Oh yeah. So I went in and, fully expecting them to be like not huge favorites, but much bigger than they are, and built a lineup accordingly. And when I saw that they're like less than 50% to win. And now, granted, they're playing away, but is this game even in Portugal? All the games are like we're moved around. I don't even know if it is, but regardless, I was just surprised.
Yeah, they're in Portugal. I mean, I think the only ones that have travel restrictions are England and Spain. So you know, like the English team get to play away two times. Well, they get to play, like Atletico can play at their house because, or Leipzig. Leipzig has to play in Hungary, right?
Right.
You know, but so. Yeah, you know, I think, and for what I know, this one is in Portugal. So
okay,
yeah.
But either way, I was surprised that that it was fairly close, and so I think we're going to see a lot of people like stacking Juventus with the expectation that they should kill Porto, but like the odds really don't reflect that you should do that.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, we've been here. I remember you were talking about the Ocampos slay yesterday, and I remember I slayed that Juventus were playing Ferencváros and I stacked it and it was a disaster. So, and also, you know, like production wise, I don't know. Like, I mean, they haven't been as good in Italy lately. So, I mean, I understand that, but Porto hasn't done well. And I feel this Porto team is one of the weakest Portos we've seen in the Champions League in a while. So, you know, I mean, Ronaldo doesn't need much to put two goals in and, you know, we'll see. I'm not sure who is going to play. I mean, it feels that Chiesa might play. He's expensive, though. But then it's like Weston McKennie on the other side. I was expecting more of, I don't know, like Kulusevski or something like that. But I'm not sure. Like, you know, I know Cuadrado is out. So that's good for set pieces. But if Chiesa doesn't play, I mean, I don't know who's going to take corners. Maybe even Betancourt or something like that. But, you know.
I mean, I would assume Chiesa takes him if he starts.
Yeah, if he starts, he should, I guess.
Yeah, I think, I think Ronaldo is today's Messi. Like, I think he's going to be by far the most popular player. I mean, obviously, you can play the Dortmund guys, Sancho or Haaland. But, like, I think for even though Ronaldo is so shot and goal dependent, like, I don't see anybody playing Haaland over him in cash.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's just, if people play Dortmund, it's more for name recognition than anything else because Dortmund has been terrible.
Yeah. And, really, really terrible.
I don't know if people know, but Sevilla has been very, very good. Mm-hmm. Just beat Barcelona. I mean, it's a team that is really, and they just got Papu Gomez from Atalanta. So, you know, it's something to consider. So,
yeah.
So I feel it's going to be Ronaldo and everybody else's. The problem with this lay is like there's no cheap forwards. Like, you know, there's not a 4,000 forward. I think the cheapest one can be Luis Diaz for 6,000. I'd rather play a non-starter than him. So,
Taremi's been pretty good.
Yeah, I like Mendy Taremi. He's good. But it's, I mean, they're good in Portugal, you know? I mean,
They are in Portugal.
I mean, but they're good in the Portuguese league. Like, you know, they just tie against Boavista, you know, the Reggie Cannon and Albert Ellis, you know, MLS legends.
Sure.
In the, actually, Ellis scored a goal, I think I checked that. And anyhow, but it's, I mean, to play Taremi, I guess I'd rather go to Suso, I think, even though I know he's not going to play full time, especially if Papu Gomez doesn't start.
But
you know, I feel most build is going to be Ronaldo, Chiesa.
Yeah, me too.
And if someone would be contrarian, might add Suso. I guess it depends if Papu Gomez starts or he doesn't.
Do you think if Chiesa doesn't start? Do you think that just pushes everybody to the Dortmund guys, to like Sancho, or does it push them to Suso? Or I guess Bernardeschi, if he starts, I don't know if he's even in.
I guess it would be Bernard. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be. I mean, it's Bernardeschi much better because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I would believe they will. I mean, people go Morata, I guess. Maybe Haaland. I mean, you can go Sancho. I think Sancho, I mean, 9,000, it's he has most of the set pieces now. It's not many.
Yeah.
I mean, just Dortmund hasn't been good in Germany lately, you know. They just hire a new coach, or well, the Borussia coach, but it's taking over next year. So I don't know how that dressing room is going to be with a coach who's just a lame duck. So
yeah, I mean, I think it would be a mistake to underestimate Sevilla.
Yeah, I agree. You know, so we're just a tough team, and especially at home.
Yeah.
You know,
like we like thinking back to that Ocampo slate, like we played him for the goal, but like we weren't playing Sevilla to score five. Like that's not what I expect. It's just, you just have to expect that whoever plays them has to absolutely grind it out. And Dortmund is just never the team I want to have to rely on floor points for.
No, yeah, Dortmund and Juventus are not very reliable. So especially, I mean, paying 9,000 for Sancho seems like a lot. So
yeah.
I'd rather if Chiesa doesn't start, I mean, I will go. I mean, if Fildan Morata might be the easier play, but it's a crapshoot.
Right.
I mean, I don't like playing Suso just because of, you know, Suso has set pieces, right? Is Papu Gomez doesn't start, which is potential. I mean, yeah. I don't know, it's 50-50. But you know, if he doesn't start, he's not going to go 90. So, you know, after 60 minutes, I mean, you might get nothing or 6 points. So, you know, it's so his per 90 numbers are great, but you know, 60 per 90 is not pretty good. So.
Right. Yeah. The per 90 minutes, we should just make per 60 for Suso and
yeah,
that keeps it. But yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can go Marek or anything like that, but that's just, I mean, I feel that that's just, you know, I mean, you can play anyone but Chiesa, and it's a GPP whatever lineup.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you think everybody plays Papu if he starts?
I will see. I would rather play Papu. I mean, I play Ronaldo, Chiesa, and Papu if I can. So yeah, I think you can. The defenders here are not as exciting as the. As in this slate now that there's no Angelino, you know,
yeah.
MLS biggest star, I guess MLS biggest transfer is Angelino, I think.
He's, I guess so. Yeah. Jack Harrison's getting there.
But
teammates at New York City FC.
Jack Harrison is a player on Leeds. It's not a Champions
not
League.
Not a Champions League yet.
Player,
yeah.
So.
Not yet.
Anyhow, you know, doesn't matter. We're not talking about MLS now, but yeah, no, I feel I probably Papu Gomez will start. I mean, I'm not sure he's going to go 90. I mean, scary, but, you know, that guy at 8,000 will produce. You know,
yeah.
He'll produce numbers and, you know, Sevilla have a good team behind him. So, you know, especially Dortmund. Like, I don't know who's going to play right back. Is it going to be Emre Can or is it going to be – I'm not sure. I believe Morey is not going to play. I don't think he's ready to play at this level. And so it's probably going to be Emre Can. So I don't know. I mean, Papu Gomez can do damage on that side. He plays there.
Yeah, I'd be happy to play anybody who is having to go up against Emre Can at right back.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Then it's like...
There's nobody I want to play.
No, there's nobody else I want to play, as usual.
So this is what made me start thinking about the odds, because I think the easiest way to get out of this problem is just to load up on Juventus. And not that like McKennie or Bettencourt or Rabiot or whoever starts is good, but I think people are just fundamentally more comfortable. Like, yeah, I want Juventus against Porto without having to spend a little more for, you know, I don't want to play Oliveira or Reyna or Jon Jordan. Like, I don't want to play those guys.
I mean, Oliveira 6,000, man. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's just, you know, he had PKs and set pieces, but it's Juventus, and, you know, he had nothing else. I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
this guy's floor without set pieces, nothing. So
I just feel like everyone is just going to kind of go to the Juventus midfield thinking, I should just be able to get enough. The only guy I considered in that kind of group, and like McKennie is much more than Bettencourt and Rabiot.
Yeah.
Is Rakitic.
Yeah.
Who, like, he's fine. He's a guy. Yeah. He's a mid. Like, I'm not going out of my way to play him, but I think he's perfectly fine on this slate.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I mean, I wish I can get to Rakitic or maybe Gio Reyna, his star, or something like that. But the reality is, like, I'm probably going to end up with Betancourt or Rabiot, or because even if Oliver Torres is star, I mean, I just, it's like a 50 minutes of play.
Time, yeah. So.
And potential for one set piece. It's just,
right.
I mean, if we're going to burn money, I'd rather burn money elsewhere, then I know I'm going to have a return. like at the defenders, at least we can play Sevilla fullbacks. So.
Right.
Or Guerreiro. I mean, not that he has been very good, but, you know, rather spend money on defense, I think, than in any of those midfielders. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd both play Kulusevski if he started.
Yeah.
I think basically whoever's taking set pieces for Juventus is who your second spot is after Ronaldo.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's true.
And it could be Bentancur. It could be...
Bentancur probably, or maybe Ramsey is available. And I haven't seen the trouble list.
So. I think he's available, but I can't imagine he starts.
Yeah, he hasn't been a start. I think. I mean, I don't. It's probably going to be Chiesa. Bernardeschi will be a gift. It will be a gift, truly. But but it's going to be Chiesa. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, like after that, all of the cheaper guys. Like, if you're going in thinking, like, I'll play, Brandt's probably not starting, but even McKennie or Otavio, if he start, like, I feel like you may as well just go down to Bentancur. Like, this is going to be one of those weird slates where Bentancur is, like, stupidly popular, and it's not because he has set pieces, and it's not because Juventus are minus 800. It's just, like, because he's cheap and he plays for Juventus and he's there. Like, that's it.
I mean, I play Busquets today, so. They just got a PK. Unbelievable. Barcelona just got a penalty. Oh. That didn't look like a penalty, anyhow.
95% owned Messi goal. All right.
Oh, wow. Terrible.
But yeah, so.
Anyhow, yeah.
So we're saying in defense, there's nobody that needs to be prioritized. Like we were saying on the Tuesday slate, we had Angelino, TA, Robertson. But like.
Yeah, here, I don't know, like, you know, we talk about it in Giorgio Chiellini has good numbers, but, you know, I mean, rather, I mean, if Danilo's going to be full back, maybe Danilo's not a bad play. Yeah. I like the Sevilla guys, Alex Vidal, if he starts, maybe Jesus Navas is ready, I'm not sure.
I think Escudero could be out there.
Escudero's always, Escudero is have to play because Acuña is out, have a tight injury. So I like Escudero for 400. Navas, Guerreiro, or Alexandro, any of those guys seems interchangeable to me.
I think I also have
a lot of faith on crossing Jesus, but that's me. You know, some people. I mean, Rafael Guerreiro hasn't been taking set pieces. Maybe this is the game. Maybe they go with a three at the back system. Maybe there is something they want to change. Was it Coach Nate Redshed? I don't forgot.
Yeah.
But it
was weird to see him as a defender again.
Yeah.
Like, I think we would have played him as a midfielder, Guerreiro.
Absolutely. Yeah, if he would have been a midfielder at that price, I mean, it's definitely not bad. So a defender, 58 is not bad, actually. But, you know, I mean, if you want Messi and Chiesa and Papu, I'm not sure if you're going to be able. I mean, the difference between playing Guerreiro or Escudero doesn't seem too much without set pieces, right?
Right.
Right, and
I don't think it's
Sanusi is 5,000.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Manafa is only 3,700 though.
Yeah, but Manafa does less than Bonucci. So
it's amazing.
I play Chiellini, I think I'm gonna get 3 points for
it. It's pretty impressive how little Manafa does as a fullback. Yeah. Like,
it's like a fullback in the Liga MX. It's like,
right.
they don't move.
They don't move.
They just stay in the back. So. Oh man.
Yeah. No, I think. Yeah. If you need Koundé, the salary savings, then any of the Juventus center backs are fine.
Yeah. Soccer is the only sport, and they really care about being very sharp. Like, let's not give the guys any break. Koundé is 4,100 because he might play right back. So he's
fantastic. He's a good player, though.
I love Koundé. No, yeah. Koundé is probably not a hot take, but probably top three center back right now. Like, it was amazing the other day. I want to see the game against Haaland. He's going to be great because those guys have speed, and it's going to be great to see one against each other.
That'll be a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sanchez
is great, too. That Sevilla-Dortmund is a very, very good match. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I wonder, I think if Mori starts for Dortmund,
yeah,
I think people play him just because of the possibility. Like, it's the cheap potential fullback. Like, I think that's the only consideration that people have.
Yeah. I will say people don't do it, but I mean, we have a lot of faith in Mateo Morey in Spain. I mean, he's from Barcelona system, but I mean, this guy is going to be against Papu Gomez or against maybe Munir or one of those guys. It's just not a good idea. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, 4,000 is great. I just say, hey, it's a $4,000, 4,000 whatever DK dollars fullback, so yeah. You can go there. I honestly, if you're going to spend money at midfielder, just go and play one of the cheap Juventus and center backs. And
right.
Instead of like, you know. But I will go with three defenders. I mean, my decision will be, the utility will be one of the defenders and spend money on the other guys. But
do you think one of the Juventus, like, do you think De Ligt or Chiellini's better than Bentancur?
It depends. I would say in paper, yes, because they have a clean sheet equity
right.
In paper. But if Betancourt has set piece, it's not a bad idea.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm going to do, I mean, sadly, because the odds are so close, the goalkeeper prices are so close.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it doesn't make sense to go with the cheapest one. I mean, if I don't get in at least 2,000 on savings, it just feels... You know, like I went Ter Stegen today and not regretting it so far.
Yeah.
and then, you know, I feel that you can go Chesney tomorrow because I feel that Dortmund Sevilla is going to have a lot of goals. And I'm not sure if Porto can score. So.
Yep. I see that.
Yeah. So I'd rather, you know, like in my head, like I feel that, you know, it's a risk spending on goalie. But if you can get someone for 10 points, there are not many players that can give you 10 points here. Not even close to that. Unless they score, and you know, good luck.
Right.
So, you know, like besides the fullbacks, I mean, the fullbacks can get to 10 maybe, but on average they don't. Besides Papu, Ronaldo, I mean, let's say Chiesa. I mean, everybody else is like under 10 in general. So
yeah,
it makes sense to spend for a goalkeeper on the 5,000, which is might be better money than in Guerrero. I think. I don't know. Like,
I think that's
especially
the right...
with the delta is so small, right?
Oh, yeah, wow. I think that's a good way to look at it, though. Like the reasonable path to 10 points, the pool is very small.
Yeah.
If I told you that Bentancur was going to take one set piece, would you play
I'll take Bentancur. Yeah, I would. I like Bentancur. He's a good guy. I mean, his numbers have been bad lately, but I feel that he has to play a little bit further back. I mean, Juventus has a tough schedule. Not because it's tough, just, you know, it's a Coppa Italia against Inter, then Napoli. So, you know, if you look at the numbers of the fantasy numbers, they are low for them. But I guess it's most of the because of the opponent than because what they do. I mean, I feel Betancourt in general can get to 5 points. Rabiot gets scored those crazy goals once in a while. So,
yeah.
But I like Betancourt over Rabiot, especially with the pricing. So.
Okay, that's fair. All right. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patrigal. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew, also available in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for all subscribers. If you've enjoyed these videos on YouTube, if you could please hit the like button below. Feel free to subscribe for all of the RotoWire content that we have out for all the sports that we cover. And if you're listening on the audio podcast, if you could please rate and review it wherever you listen. Luis, thank you for that, and good luck on Wednesday.
Good luck, man.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.